And joining us now for more on the Iran deal is retired Admiral James Stavridis, Dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University and former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Admiral Stavridis, welcome back.
It's great to be on the program with you.
And do you think the president is going to pull out of this Iran deal?
I think the president is unpredictable, but I'd say there's an 80% chance that he will pull out of the deal, maybe a 20% chance that he'll stay in it in a way that puts the pressure on the Europeans to try and cut a new deal. But I think the odds are he's going to pull out.
And what are the consequences of that in your view?
Three big bad things. One is it will put even more tension into the Middle East, which is already a powder keg between Iranian Shias and Saudi Sunnis and the State of Israel. Number two, it will have a knock-on effect and a bad one on the Korean negotiations. Why would Kim Jong-un want to sign up with us if we are perceived as unreliable? And here's the worst thing of all. It drives a huge wedge between the United States and our European allies. That's a big mistake. So I would counseled the president to remain in the deal.
Well, let's start with the Korean issue. Why would the president do that, given that he's so close now to a potential summit with Kim Jong-un?
There's no logic to it. I think he has compartmented these two issues. And I think the problem for the Iranian side is he is obsessed with undoing the legacy of Barack Obama, and he's allowing his tendencies in that direction to overcome the common sense argument that he should not do this. So there's no logical explanation.
How do you think Iran would react?
I think Iran will first pause and see what the Europeans are going to do. Will the Europeans follow the lead of the United States? I, for one, do not think they will. And thus, I could construct a world in which the European allies continue to do business with Iran. In that case, Iran may continue to follow the terms of the deal. But back to paragraph three about the wedge between the United States and the Europeans, that would be dramatically bad.
And in the region, you use the term powder keg. Explain what you mean. What do you think would happen?
I think that Iran would be emboldened if they do come out from under the deal. Let's say the Europeans side with the United States. Now the deal is broken. Iran has already, by the way, received the billions of dollars that were frozen. So they're, in that sense, winners in this episode. And they'll continue with no constraints and no reason to follow, if you will, norms of international law. They will push even harder in their campaigns in Yemen, in Syria, in Iraq, in Lebanon, because there really is no motivation for them. There are no guardrails on them anymore.
Israel clearly wants President Trump to pull out of the deal. How big of an impact do you think Prime Minister Netanyahu's big speech in front of a TV with, like a PowerPoint presentation, did that have an impact, do you think?
I think it perhaps had an impact on the president, who tends to respond well to visual stimuli. I don't think it had much impact internationally. It certainly didn't sway anybody else. What's really driving the train at the moment is John Bolton, the new national security advisor, who has deep antipathy for Iran. I think new Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on the hawkish side of this thing. I think Vice President Pence is as well. I think Secretary Mattis would prefer to see the deal stay, but he'll toe the party line. So the odds are, again, that you'll see the president pull out of this deal.
Now, you've mentioned the relationship between the U.S. and Europe. You, of course, were the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. What do you think are the consequences for the U.S.-European, the U.S.-NATO relationship if the president pulls out?
It will put a great deal of stress on the transatlantic bridge, if you will. I mean, this is a very fundamental diversion between the fundamental interests of the European Union, who is a participant in this, along with individually France, the United Kingdom, and Germany, and the United States on the other side. And particularly, here's the real problem. If the Europeans stay in the deal and continue to do business with Iran, they become liable to U.S. sanctions, any of their companies that do so. That's a tricky knot to untie. I'm not sure there's a good way to do that, and it's going to really polarize Europe and the United States and therefore the NATO alliance.
That's Admiral James Stavridis, Dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University and former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Admiral Stavridis, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure to be on NPR. Thank you.